Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. Today I'm going to be diving into something that I feel like isn't talked about enough, and that's the devil. Not the Halloween costume or the little cartoon character with a pitchfork, but a real enemy. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about how the enemy exists too. My intention is not to instill fear, but to spread awareness and truth, and I'm going to do that by touching on why it matters and how to live alert and not afraid. So first things first, yes, the devil is real. Because God is real, the devil is too. We are taught this through scripture. An example of this is in 1 Peter 5:8 that says, "Be alert and sober of the mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." And then in John 10:10 it says, "The thief," referring to the devil, "comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." And so it's important that we acknowledge the existence of the devil and know how he operates to know how to resist him. And the significance of this comes in the fact that resisting the devil means being renewed in Christ. And to do that, we must acknowledge that he exists. And that's because you cannot fight what you don't think needs fighting or without even knowing how to fight that thing. It's like, I don't know, imagine trying to win a football game while pretending that the other team isn't even on the field. I feel like that's how many Christians live, just unaware of the enemy who is actively playing against us and therefore unaware of how to win the game. And it's not as easy as recognizing someone in, like I said earlier, that Halloween costume or cartoon character with the pitchfork. We must truly, really study scripture and remain intimate with God to be able to recognize the way in which the devil shows up and how he works. He comes in the forms of distraction, division, and deception. The devil even creeps his ways into things that might seem harmless. He doesn't need you to worship him in order to be able to work in your life. He just needs you to not notice him. So that's why it's so important to know how to notice him so that he can't do work in your life. And so more on why this matters, I'm going to give a verse, which is Ephesians 6:12 that says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Meaning that spiritual warfare is very real and it's often disguised as just our inner chaos or just life happening. Spiritual warfare refers to this battle between God's kingdom and forces of evil, which could be in the forms of temptations or doubts or lies or fears. For me personally, I have noticed that the closer that I get to God, the less I want to entertain my sin or the less I find myself wrestling with doubts or believing lies in my life that just aren't true. And this is because my faith grows and my knowledge of the truth and my desire to live in that truth also grows. And so we must know this and live like we know this in order to be able to win the battle between our flesh and our spirit. And how to do so? Scripture tells us best in James 4:7. It says, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I think to me that this means just remaining so close to God that there is no space made for the enemy to creep in. And then another way that this is seen in scripture is in Ephesians 6:11, where it says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." We weren't just saved by God to simply survive. We are saved by God to overcome. And so therefore, it's important that we fight back in this spiritual battle and know how to step away from our sin. In Luke 10:19, it also says, "I have given you authority to overcome all the power of the enemy." And this spiritual authority is essentially being freed from sin and empowered to continue walking in that victory. A renewed life means living aware and armored, because the enemy doesn't ask for our permission. If you're passive, then you are vulnerable to him. So to sum things up, acknowledging that the devil is real matters, because awareness of this spiritual battle leads to the dependence on the Spirit, leading to obedience to the word, and therefore standing firm and freed. And so a little how-to, or what standing firm really looks like, is being transformed by the renewing of our minds, which is said in Romans 2:12, as well as taking every thought captive, which is said in 2 Corinthians 10:5. And then I'm going to give kind of some practical ways to make sure to live out these things. And the first is submit to God first. Resistance starts with surrender, and you can't step away from sin while entertaining it. Whatever that sin may be for you, I just hope that you work with God to be delivered from it. And you can do this by spending real time in prayer and scripture, because it builds a solid foundation to do so. The second thing is to know the word and use it. Jesus defeated temptation in Luke 4 by quoting scripture. And so turning to the truth and trying to work through deception or destruction or distraction is so helpful. It is our sword in this battle. So don't leave it on the shelf knowing that you're in the battle. The third thing is to guard your mind. Really just training yourself to take those thoughts captive and ask yourself if it's truly from God or if it's coded by the enemy. Because our minds are our battlefield. It is where the devil does his best work. And so maintaining that renewal of our mind daily matters so much. And then the fourth thing is to walk in your identity. We are not slaves to sin, which is said in Romans 6:6. So therefore, don't allow yourself to be chained to something that Jesus was already crucified for. I don't know about for y'all, but for me, that last sentence really kind of woke me up and put things into perspective for me. I actually decided to talk about this topic this week because it was something that was discussed at the sermon that I attended last Sunday, and I feel like it opened my eyes up to a lot of things. And so I assumed that a lot of other people might be in that same position where they could benefit from hearing these things and just kind of being brought that awareness. But yeah, there's no sense in being shameful for sin that Jesus already died for to set us free from. So yeah, truly just believe this and live like you believe this. Walk in that identity in Christ, because when you know who you are, the devil cannot tell you who you're not. And then lastly, fight with worship, community, and accountability. Be in this space or in a circle that invites prayer and encouragement, because isolation is essentially just an invitation to the devil. So yeah, no thank you. Anyways, resisting the devil isn't about rebuking evil. It's about remaining in obedience to God and walking in his truth and spiritual discipline, so that we're not even exposed to that evil in the first place. Really just prioritizing keeping that authority active. And the devil is real, but so is Jesus, kind of to sum things up. And he's already won the war for us. All we need to do is stand in his truth, fight with faith, and never forget that we're not fighting alone. I also just want to emphasize the fact that we don't resist the devil to earn freedom. We resist the devil because we've already been freed in Christ. And then I really just want to encourage anyone who is listening to identify an area where the enemy has been working in your life, whether that be a lie or a habit or a fear that you're wrestling with, and find a scripture that directly counters it. I promise you there is one out there. Use ChatGPT if you need to. And then declare that scripture daily. Also, don't fight it in the dark. Bring it to God and to someone that you trust, and watch yourself truly be delivered from it because of this obedience and consistency. And if you take nothing else from all of this, I hope that you take that as Christians, we should know that we're at war, but also know that we've already won in Jesus. And so staying rooted in and alert of this are steps towards and for Him. Thank you so much for listening.